Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Is it on?
It's on, John.
Right, let's begin. Mike, welcome once again to the world of intrigue, mystery, paranormal events, ghostly goings-ons. Spooky stuff. This is it, Mike.
Is it going ons or goings on?
I think it's goings. I can hear a strange noise.
Producer Reese, he's off. He's off again now.
He's off.
He does that a lot. I mean, for a bloke whose job is making podcasts, he does forget to close his mic down quite often.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you've got to give him a chance. I think he's drinking.
He's a nice bloke.
Drinking a lot at the moment, so I think he's finding it hard to hold together, keeping a computer on and sculling four or five cans during the whole.
He's got young kids as well. He's not getting a lot of sleep.
No, so, you know,
he's cut his own hair recently as well.
I could walk in a fit of sort of like madness or just.
Well, no, not like. Britney Spears, but he just cut his own hair.
That's fair enough. You know, it's the 21st century. You can do whatever you want these days. I know people who grow their hair.
Well said, mate.
You know, it's amazing what you can get away with these days, and everybody's accepting.
Your hair's bearing up, though. Makes you. I think I thought at one point you were going to be bald by now, but you're doing all right. It hasn't really changed in two or three.
It's
years.
Just as little as was there as before. There will be less. You know, it's just what happens, isn't it? Eventually, you die.
I'm fighting it. Mine's. You know.
Yeah, I mean, it's the knees I'm more worried about because they're really starting to go now.
Your hairy knees?
No, not hair, just the joints.
The functionality.
Just completely gone.
That's fair enough.
I think the liver will go next.
Well, I feel better than ever physically, mate. I'm like a coiled spring these days.
Yeah.
I mean, I was in terrible physical state at one point, wasn't I? When we did the show that was nothing like this before.
When we did the show that was nothing like this, on one occasion we had to carry you out of a Wetherspoons pub because you locked up. Remember that? The whole body.
I did. In Liverpool.
The whole body locked up.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And we had to carry
that
you out.
That was zero fun, I must say.
Yeah, and then we had to put you in a taxi to travel 180 yards to the...
I couldn't even walk to the
hotel.
Car.
And then you dirtied yourself and you said, don't tell anyone about that bit.
I didn't dirty myself, did I?
I won't mention that, so don't.
That was our friend John Rippian. I'm still friends with John.
John Rippian, lovely man, actually. A writer. And,
very nice man.
If you're interested in...
Very good writer.
Yes, if you're interested in anything exciting, you want to read something good, look up John Rippian. Very lovely man, actually. Very lovely man.
Yeah.
Talks about time slips.
He did.
And people going back in time in Liverpool. And, when we did that investigation for that other show that was nothing like this, I tripped over and I banged my head. And that time whilst I was out, I went back to 14th century Liverpool and I married a noble woman, became incredibly rich, and I was an incredibly powerful landowner. And when I came round, of course,
she loved pegging you, didn't she?
Yeah.
She loved pegging you, you said.
Yeah.
But she was minted, so you let her get away.
Yeah, no problem. Lived there for 30 or 40 years before I came back to this plane of existence.
Big wooden dildo and used to just put up with
it. It was called Ye Olde Dild and it was kept in a box and it was written in sort of medieval language. Ye, Y-E, O-L-D-E, Dild, D-Y-L-D, Ye Olde Dild.
Yeah.
And she said, get out, Ye Olde Dild. And I'd say, not again.
What is interesting is that Ye was never pronounced Ye.
No, it didn't exist.
It was pronounced the.
It didn't exist.
Well, it was pronounced the.
Yeah.
Just the Y was used as a shorthand by typesetters in the days of the early printing press to save time.
Yeah.
To basically replace the T and H.
Laziness.
So when you see the things like ye olde oak, because they've got an E on the end, it wasn't that. It was just the old oak.
Ye olde dild.
Yeah, it would have just been the old dild.
Yeah. D-Y-L-D-E, dild. Look it up.
Yeah, but it still would have been just dild.
Look it up. The act of paranormal lovemaking there. Talking of which, Mike, ever fancied doing it with a ghost? Ever had the inkling of...
I have, actually.
Have you? Right, well, then you're in for a right treat today, because we're going deep, and I mean deep. This is the world of ghostly lovemaking. How do you feel about that?
Well, mate, I'm married. I've been married for a long time, so any port in a storm, to be honest. Any new lovemaking to be a bonus.
It ain't an issue with a ghost, Mike, because, you know, legally, according to the law, they don't exist. But there are ways around these things, and you can do it with any sort of ghost you want. Want to hear my amazing story that'll take you into a world of confident knowledge that the paranormal does exist?
Go on then.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, so I'm saying yes for the purpose of the podcast.
I mean, just, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to.
Amp it up, you know.
Oh, please, can I hear your story about fucking ghosts?
Really? You really want me to do it?
Yeah.
Go, what, you have to twist my arm a bit.
Oh, please, John. Come on, stop.
I know you're excited.
Don't titillate me.
I know you're excited. This is
like...
Because you love it.
When you see a little bit of, you know, you're watching like late night telly in Britain, not in Canada, because they used to have full on hardcore. But I mean, Britain, you'd have like Babe Station on late at night.
Yeah.
And you'd see some woman juggling her jugs in the telly for like 10 minutes.
And talking to me is this exactly the same as that.
And they'd bend over, and you wouldn't quite see the bum hole because of where the knickers were.
Yeah.
And then sometimes we'd nearly see it, and obviously the director said, "Oi, Jill.
Stop that.
You know, we haven't got a license for this sort of thing."
And it's
and then she'd put it back.
It's bad taste, that is.
So it's like this, really.
Yeah.
I'm titillating now. I want to know about the sex ghosts.
Well, then let me titillate you further, Mike. I mean, ideally, you should take your top off for this, because this one's really going to get you going. This is going to ramp you up. This is going to get you
sweating.
Well,
you know what I will, because I've done it before.
Do it. Do it. It's no problem. No problem.
I've hugged you on stage naked, remember?
We've enjoyed that moment, and the skin stuck to me, and I loved it, and the smell of fish coming from you was wonderful, and it was a great time.
Do you remember we were in a little tiny recording booth doing the show? There was nothing like this, and I... took my top off and we just got very close in there.
25 minutes we're in there for. Yeah. Classic. Anyway, Mike, here's the headline that's going to blow your mind. Woman marries ghost of 300-year-old pirate. Meet the woman who's ditched real-life men for a ghost and legally married her 18th-century spiritual lover. Amanda Teague says she couldn't... Sorry, there's something reflecting on my screen. Amanda Teague says she couldn't connect with anyone in the physical world, so looked to the afterlife to find her kindred spirit. Like any normal couple, Amanda and her husband, Jack Teague, go on dates, have arguments, and...
Right.
Yeah.
No, they don't do that like any other normal couple,
yeah.
Because Jack doesn't exist.
He's almost 300 years old. He's almost 300 years old. But he's...
Which makes him almost 250 years dead.
Yeah. Or, potentially, 300 years old and still going strong. You know, think of it that way. What, who's to say that he's dead other than, you know, the person that put him in the ground and the rest of his family? But who else is to say that he's dead? Answer me that.
The coroner?
Yeah.
Other pirates?
Okay, besides the coroner, the other pirates, his family, the person that put him in the ground, who's to say that he's actually dead? Answer me that.
Science?
So besides science, besides the coroner, besides other pirates, besides his family.
Priest?
Besides the priest. Besides the
doctors.
Besides the doctors, besides
all the witnesses,
besides all of the witnesses,
grave digger, besides the undertaker,
yeah, besides them, who's to say that he's actually dead? Answer me that. You can't, because this
a passing ship, maybe like a tea cutter or something, just going. I don't know.
I mean, possibly, but I mean, you know, amazingly, under even
the Royal Navy, because they were cut down on piracy in those areas. They were, I mean, that was their job, wasn't it?
It was their job.
Interestingly, John.
Yeah.
What's the difference in a pirate and a privateer then?
Well, a pirate has an eye patch, but a privateer just handles people's ghoulies in dark rooms.
No.
Okay.
If you could be a legal pirate.
Yeah.
You know, people like Francis Drake, who worked for Elizabeth I, you know, ostensibly were part of the establishment, but also, you know, were legal pirates whose job was to, you know, rob Spanish ships of their booty.
Cut their legs off and wear...
I mean booty in the old-fashioned way as well. I don't mean they sort of rob Spanish ships of, like, Jennifer Lopez's backside or anything.
No. I mean, if you did that, you get done for... Because you have to cut it off for a start. And not just cutting off Jennifer Lopez.
Well, they would have, mind.
Yeah. I mean, cutting off her buttocks, you'd be in a lot of trouble. But cutting off anyone's buttocks, and I'd like to say this now, is wrong. And you just don't even think of that. Because I know some people are very impressionable. Don't ever... Whoever you are, don't ever...
If you're one of those idiots who listens to podcasts and takes everything very literally,
yeah,
you probably live at home. I imagine you're in your spare room or your bedroom or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Don't cut someone's butt.
Especially not Jennifer Lopez.
I've got a friend who's a bodybuilder, and he reckons he could rip a man's buttock off with his hands. What do you think of that?
Well. I mean, I don't know, really. It's just all to do with grip strength and everything.
Yeah.
I don't know why you'd want to.
Just because to prove his sheer brute force, you know.
Well, just like do a bench press or something.
Yeah, that's true.
Do a curl.
Anyway, Amanda even hired a registrar and journeyed into international waters so she could legally marry this ghost using a spiritual medium to allow him to say, "I do," during the ceremony. Now the couple are co-writing a book for other women who are looking to find the one in the spiritual realm. And Amanda, 45, says, "He is my soulmate. I'm so happy. It's the perfect kind of relationship for me."
I tell you what, do you believe in serendipity?
Never met her.
As you were mentioning bottoms, check this clip someone just sent to me on.
It's not someone having their bottom cut off, is it?
Watch.
I've got to turn my thing on.
Oh, turn it on. Watch this, ready?
Hang on a minute. Not yet. Hang on. Okay, yeah.
Watch it.
So what you're showing me now is someone lying on the floor with a golf tee in their bottom and someone else teeing off from their bottom.
Well, no, it's a woman. She's laying face down with a bikini on. And her, I assume it's her boyfriend.
Yeah.
She's got a golf ball between her bottom cheeks. He's got a golf club. And as she sort of squeezes her bum cheeks, it pops the ball into the air and he hits the ball. That's the 21st century in a nutshell, right?
Yeah,
there.
That pretty much sums it up. That's probably got 740,000 hits, you know.
That's on TikTok, so I don't.
It's music over the top.
Probably. Absolute death of television.
Yeah, destroyed it.
How many? It doesn't say.
Shocking.
But I imagine there's a load on there.
Shocking.
Sorry, but that just popped on.
That's no problem.
Weirdly, my phone was not off. It was on standby, but as you mentioned, that your fella there ripping off men's arse cheeks with his bare hands.
Yeah.
That popped up. Quite strange.
Look at that. Look how it all interconnects. Is there something, is there a stronger force that we don't understand taking advantage of us, Mike? We don't know. But maybe we'll have an answer.
I turn it off. It just keeps us on a loop.
He's still watching.
He's an idiot. It's in a golf ball.
He's still.
No, turn it off.
Turn it off, because if you watch that too much, it's
hypnotic.
It'll desensitize you, and you'll end up doing that to like a close family member or something against their will. You'll end up in prison. Don't look at those things. Really bad for you.
Yeah.
Amanda, 45, says, "He is my soulmate. I'm so happy. It's the perfect kind of relationship for me. There are a lot of people out there who don't know about spiritual relationships, but it could be right for them. I want to get the message out there." Amanda's love affair with the spirit started in 2014 when she was lying in bed one night and could feel his energy laying beside her.
Jesus.
She says she initially wasn't that interested in making contact with the spirit until she realized she could speak to him through mediumship. The spirit used to sit with her when she watched TV or while she was driving the car, and the pair started to get to know each other. Amanda says soon she started developing strong, loving feelings towards him. She says, "We became really close. The more I learned about him, the more I liked him. One day he said to me, 'We can actually be together, you know,' but I'd never heard of an intimate relationship between a spirit and a human before. I did some research and found out this is a real thing. There are lots of people in spiritual relationships, but not many people like to talk about it." Amanda had a previous...
Yeah, do you know why? Because it sounds absolutely mental, that's why.
Well, you know, I mean, you've got to remember this is the 21st century, so people are free and easy to do what they want, and that's what it's all about, acceptance, Mike. You know, you cannot deny someone for being in love with a type of gas from another dimension. You can't deny that. They're entitled to their rights to be able to do it with a type of paranormal gas. You know, and if you were to say anything against them, I think you're in the wrong here. That's all I'm saying about, you know, they're my views on having a relationship with a paranormal gas.
Well, there we go.
Amanda had a previous marriage to a physical being for 6 years and had 5 children with her ex-husband.
A physical being, being a human being, in other words.
Probably some bloke called like Gary or Lee or something like that. Nowhere near as excited as a ghost pirate. She says she's never been...
So this, hang on, this woman's got kids?
Five. She's got five.
What are the kids thinking about the fact their mum's boning a ghost?
I love it. I mean, I'd love it, you know, because...
Would you love it?
Yeah, imagine it. Because, you know, Christmas... Oh, what was...
Right, so something happens with your mum and old Mikey Rutledge. Yeah. They split up. Yeah. Next thing you know, mum's shacked up with flipping Bluebeard.
Yeah. I think that's cool.
You're happy with that,
yeah? Because you know, you could like...
So your old man's down watching the cricket and your mum's off with Bluebeard down in the pub to sing a fucking sea shanty.
Why not? You know, because not only are you experiencing a new type of lifestyle and a new 21st century style family that you would never have had the chance to experience, but... Like you said, you can learn sea shanties. You can learn about the old times. You could
yes, but you couldn't see him because he doesn't exist.
Ah, what if I had a special type?
All you think is my mum's having an episode.
Or
my mum needs help.
What if I had some special glasses that allowed me to see a ghost? Think of it that way. Have you ever thought about that before? Special glasses that help you see ghosts? Ever thought about that before? Can you answer that question? Have you ever thought before?
No. Right. Yes, I just told you no.
Yeah. Be the answer to all my problems. Learning about cultures from the past. Learning about sea shanties. Meeting a real-life dead pirate and being part of it.
But you wouldn't meet him, would you?
Well, I would, because I'd have the special glasses on. Think of that. You know, it's
How do these work then?
It's like normal glasses. They can be sunglasses or they can be a pair of prescription glasses, depending on how your eyesight works. And all you do is you just rub a bit of holy water over the front and you say 3 times, let me see the ghost, let me see the ghost, let me see the ghost on each eye. And from there, you can see all sorts of ghosts. Yeah. Hmm. Quite handy. Amanda says in a past life, her husband was a Haitian pirate who lived in the 1700s. He was eventually caught and suffered a traumatic death. Maybe he had his bottom cheeks ripped off. We don't know. Being executed.
Good enough for him. Shouldn't be a pirate then, should he?
What, for being caught?
Yeah. I got zero sympathy for pirates, mate.
He was executed for being a thief on the high seas, it says here.
Don't nick stuff then.
Jack had one serious relationship whilst he was alive. He was even engaged to be married, but his fiancée changed her mind and left him at the altar. Jack would have to wait 3 centuries before he finally got the wedding of his dreams.
Oh, my God. God.
Amanda works...
Wedding of his dream. Well, they're an OK magazine, were they?
They should have done them. If they'd had their head screwed on, they would have done a photo, you know, a photo deal with them.
Who's the one who married Grant Bovey? What's her name?
Oh, I know the one you mean. Amanda Holden? Was that the one?
No. Fiona something, was it?
Oh, yeah. You have to Google that
What's
one.
What's her name?
What was Grant Bovey? What did he do? What was Grant Bovey's...
He was just a dick, wasn't he?
Just a professional or part-time or...
Yeah. He was a bit, says he's Grant Bovey, businessman.
Right. Okay.
British businessman and television personality, best known for his former marriage to Anthea Turner. There we go.
There you go.
Now, she would marry a ghost.
Yes. Yeah, I wouldn't put it past
if
her.
OK Magazine gave her $2,000 and a free day on Matiz, she would marry a ghost.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, and it would be in all the papers. There'd be a, you know, for example, in Hello Magazine, there'd be a big picture.
And she'd have none of the guests could bring a camera.
No.
Because she'd want to sell the exclusive rights to the magazine.
Yeah, that's true. Picture of her next to a fireplace with no one stood next to her, you know, and she's smiling the big day. It would say something.
She's 61 now, my fair play.
Ah, she probably needs to marry a guy. I mean, she's virtually a ghost herself. If you think about 61, that's, you know. I mean, we're all...
She married Peter Powell, the DJ, and then Grant Bovey.
Classic.
Obviously, if you've listened to this outside of the UK and you're younger than 40.
You'd have no idea who any of these people
are. This mean nothing to you whatsoever.
Nothing, absolutely nothing.
But if you're 40 plus and live in the UK.
You'll love this. You will love this.
Bonus content.
Classic.
You came for the ghosts, you stayed for Anthea Turner.
There you go. Anthea Turner, funnily enough, nearly did die in a tragic accident once. You ever seen that video footage of her on a Saturday morning TV show when a motorbike is supposed to come flying out the back of a truck, and she sat on the front doing a link to the camera, and she says something, and obviously the guy who's in charge of like saying, right, send the bikes out, presses the pyrotechnics button, and she gets blown up and blown bang, and she's all smoke coming out of her hair.
Her parents, check this.
Yeah.
Great British names, these. You like these names. Yeah. Brian and Jean.
Classic.
Brian and Jean Turner.
Classic names. So there's a butcher in Newport called Ted Turner. Tony Turner, sorry. wonder if they're related.
Yeah, Ted Turner. You think it's Ted Turner from Turner Television?
Yeah, completely different. Didn't he own him?
He was married to, I believe, Jane Fonda.
You think he owned the Dallas Cowboys as well?
No, he didn't.
He owned an American football team, didn't he?
You're thinking of Victor Kiam and the New England Patriots?
No, I think Ted Turner. I mean, Victor Kiam might have, but I think Ted Turner had his own American football team as well.
I know that Jerry Jones owns the Dallas Cowboys.
I don't know Jerry Jones. Is he from Swansea Way?
Ted Turner. Well, he must have been. I imagine he's got Welsh extraction at some point.
Yeah.
Ted Turner, here we go. He's 82.
Not bad.
Because he's worth $2.3 billion. I'd marry him for that.
Yeah, I would. I put a ghost outfit on and pretend to be a ghost.
For Cincinnati. Title. Spouses. Gail Knight. Jane Shirley Smith and Jane Fonda. I was right. I was Jane Fonda.
So you can, if you
Dallas Cowboys. Let's see if you're right.
Thought you owned the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, let's have a look.
Just, I mean, because this is what the world of the paranormal is all about. You know, finding out about how billionaires have owned American football teams over the years. It's key. It's key to finding the answers that we all.
Well, Joe, it's all part of life's rich tapestry, John. If you can't focus on one thing. Mm. One thing the paranormal's taught us and the investigations over the years is that everything's interlinked.
Yes, that is very true.
You know, and if by that we've come on to Dantia Turner selling a wedding rights to OK Magazine,
yeah,
that's led us on to Grant Bovey.
Yeah.
Grant Bovey's led us on to Ted Turner.
Yeah. I mean, I'm Jane looking Fonda, forward to talking about Daryl Strawberry and people like that, you know, those sort of like, what are they, baseball sort of heroes. That's what I'm really looking forward to getting to because I don't know anything about any of them.
Yeah.
Sandy Koufax, looking forward to talking about him. So
hang on a minute. You were sort of half right.
Okay.
So Ted Turner, looks like Ted Turner owned the Atlanta Braves.
Right.
Baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hawks NBA basketball team as well.
There you go. I knew he had something.
But no news. I think he's more of a sort of, he likes to keep things in Atlanta, essentially.
That's fair enough.
But, yeah.
Atlanta, of course, the lost city, hidden beneath water for millions and millions of thousands of years, untouched by mankind.
Well, I think you're confusing Atlanta with Atlantis there.
Underwater. Amanda works as a Captain Jack Sparrow impersonator and believes the pirate connection is what...
Of course she does.
It's what brought them together. Even though she's never seen her husband.
Amanda's having a breakdown, mate. That's what Amanda's having.
Well, I mean, just listen to these facts and you make the decisions. Even though she's never seen her husband in physical form, she imagines he's very similar to the character of Captain Jack, played by Johnny Depp, 54, in the movie series
surprise.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right, newsflash, Amanda, right? Pirates didn't look like that. They hadn't had a wash for about 2 fucking years. They looked like a tramp that stunk of piss and rum.
That's true.
They had no teeth.
Yeah.
And covered in lice.
Yes.
And they had scurvy.
Yeah.
Right?
Quite often.
They didn't look like Johnny Depp.
That's true. I mean, I don't know because I haven't been there, but if my mother did marry a ghost, maybe I could find that out. You know, like you said, if she did leave my dad and have an affair with a ghost, I could get these answers for you. All I can do now is use these documents as a way of reaching into that world, that murky world of the paranormal. Okay. Having lived hundreds of years ago, the world Jack lived in is very different to the one he sees today. But Amanda says he's fascinated by modern technology, especially mobile phones and tablets. He likes trying to switch them on and off.
God.
Amanda says,
"Oh God,
I've always had a."
He sends ghostly dick pics.
No, but it would be there'd be nothing there. Would there? You see a picture of a wall. Oh, he's doing it again, and he just sends a picture of a wall. Oh, look at that, disgusting! You'd say, put the special glasses on. That would soon change. Amanda says, I've always had a real fascination with this era. I like a lot of stuff from that time. And there's a lot about the modern world he likes. I'm very
sick. Well,
yeah.
I like a lot of stuff from that time. What, the 1700s?
Yeah, she likes a lot of stuff from
like
that
what?
Time.
Like what? Malnutrition?
Yeah, she loves that. She cannot get enough.
A lack of sanitation?
Yeah, cannot get enough of that. Sort of a lot of young people dying.
A feudal system?
Yeah.
In all but name?
Yeah. Absolutely cracking, she said that is. She said, it says here, Amanda 54 says the feudal system was cracking, just in the bottom there. Jack is a powerful spirit. Amanda says Jack is a very powerful spirit and has witnessed him turning stereos on and off, flickering lights, and even moving things. 2 years after they first met, the couple got engaged. Jack proposed to me, Amanda said. I told him I wasn't really cool with having casual sex with a spirit and I wanted us to make a proper commitment to each other. If I'm going to be in a long-term relationship with somebody, I have to the right to be married. I wanted the big traditional wedding and the white dress, and it was very important to me. Amanda found a shaman priest and legal registrar who agreed to marry the couple, despite...
Well, she loves keeping traditional, loves the old tradition.
She loves it, the 1700s.
Marrying a shaman, marrying a ghost for her.
Yeah. And that...
Yeah, she got a white dress on, though, fair play to her.
Which is, that's good. They did get...
Five kids there, page boys and flower girls. They can't believe the luck of their mothers marrying a fucking 300-year-old ghost. Yeah. And that's a shame in doing the ceremony.
And I think it's a lovely example of a modern 21st century family.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, each their own.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about in this era. You know, being able to do what you want, when you want, and nobody can tell you
off. Well, you know that I'm a libertarian, John, you know that.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. We should be able to do these things. You know, if I want to marry an octopus, let me. There's no provision in the UK law for posthumous marriages. So the couple took a boat into international waters in the Atlantic Ocean off the Irish coast for their ceremony. Marrying a dead person...
Hang on a minute, no. Yeah. Wait, no.
What?
Is she British?
Yeah, well, she's from Ireland. Yeah, she's British.
Fair enough. I thought... Because international waters is usually 200 miles away from a coast.
Yeah,
it varies, but it's around that. But, you know... The UK to Ireland is about 80 miles.
Yeah, it's not far. But she went out a bit further.
But if she's off the west coast of Ireland, fair enough. She's in the Atlantic then.
Yeah, that's what she's done. She's got out properly. She did it all properly. Got the books signed properly. She got all the official, the shaman in. She got she had a full-on relationship with the ghost. She got the wedding dress. She loves the 17th century. She's done it all properly, Mike. This isn't just some shit and sellotape thing. She's really gone for it here.
Shit and sanity.
Yeah, she's really done this properly, you know. Marrying a dead person is legal in certain countries such as France, Singapore, and China. So by going...
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it isn't.
Marrying a dead person is legal in certain countries such as France, Singapore, and China. So by going into...
No, it isn't.
It is. It says here in front of me, marrying a dead person is legal in certain countries such as France, Singapore, and China.
Right, hang on a minute. Wait there.
Okay, just fact check something that I already know is...
Is marrying a dead person legal in France?
Okay, so let's just check the system. I already know the answer. I think you'll find
Well, fuck me. Posthumous marriage became legal in France by Article 171 of the Civil Code, which states, the President of the Republic may, for serious reasons, authorise a solemnisation of marriage if one of the spouses dies after completion of official formalities, making it an equivocal consent.
Yeah. And if you see the actual document in very small print at the bottom, it says also this is included with ghosts.
Do you know what? I've known you professionally for probably 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
And you've never been right before.
And look at that. Class, eh?
And now you've been right. You can marry a dead person in France.
What a class act. What a class act.
Well,
pretty good.
French, eh?
Yeah, the French classic people.
But I think that's more to do with the fact that, you know, for wills and things.
Probably, yeah.
Like, say you and I were going to get married.
And I died.
That's nice of you to do a volunteer. Thank you. You died.
Hang on a minute. Can I just say this?
On your deathbed, yeah. You say, I want you to have everything, Mike. I love you.
Can I just, before this, we go any further.
Well, hang on a minute. It's getting quite emotional.
Okay, so go on. I just want to tell you the way I die, but yeah, go on, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, but you tell me how you die in a minute.
Okay.
You know, you said, listen, my girlfriend was all a bit of a front, mate.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed my time together. I've loved you.
Loads.
It's been a chaste love, but I've loved you.
Really fancied you,
Proper fancy you, loads.
Loads, yeah.
Just think you're funny and nice and kind.
Yeah. And fit,
and you got a big willy. I've seen pictures,
and not necessarily length, but width.
Everything, the whole.
Well, I'd rather it be really wide than long. As wide as, you know, just as wide as a chair.
It's as wide as long. Put it that way.
So it's as wide and as long as a chair. And I'd actually say that to you as I'm on the deathbed. That's what I'd say.
But the point being, it's quite touching at this point.
Yeah.
Because I look at you and I say, listen, mate, you haven't got to tell me this now. I say, no, I want, when I meet my maker, I want this to be, I want to put it out there.
Yeah.
I love you. And we decide, or you decide you want to get married. Mm-hmm. I decide to, you know, I think it's going to be a good thing because I can then get, you've got quite a nice collection of, I know that you rent, but you have got quite a nice collection of sunglasses. You've got a gold looking chain shirt, like, quite like the framed one.
Yeah.
And you've got a bit of money saved, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
And you say, I want you to have everything because I love you.
Yeah.
And then you die.
Yeah.
Right? But there were people there said, no, listen, John definitely said he wanted to marry Mike because he loved him.
Mm-hmm.
Cause, you know, because your missus, your girlfriend's not contesting the will or whatever.
Yeah. Glad to get rid of me, really.
I think in France, whoever the local musketeer is, whoever runs the parts of France you live in,
yeah,
would have said, no, there's witnesses. John loved Mike. He wanted to marry him.
Yeah.
So then I could marry your corpse and then I would get your stuff.
Yeah, that's fine. That's
I think that's what it's for, not to marry a pirate in the Atlantic.
Okay, that's fine. Can I just say, when I do die, what happens is we were going out to the Tesco around the corner from your house to get some just like snacks, cakes and stuff. And somebody came around the corner in a car, but it had you know, like when you see trains and they have a snow plow on the front that it's like a sort of, you know, it goes down at an angle, and you know, the old fashioned steam trains.
Have, yeah. Yeah.
Someone's got a car with one of them and it comes around the corner and it hits me and it goes over me and it cuts all of my body up and it goes right up to my head. So the car's gone over me. It's only my head that survived. The rest of the body's been mashed into the ground by this car with a snow plow. And for 9 months, you just nurse my head and spinal column in your spare room. You just look after me.
Yeah, because I would never let you and your spinal column just, you know.
You wouldn't leave.
I wouldn't neglect it.
No, you wouldn't let a dog get it because I could still speak and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Amanda chose a 1700 style dress, similar to the one from Jack's time, to wear to the ceremony. She also held a flag bearing a skull and crossbone as a symbol for her husband. And I told him I didn't want to see the dress before the wedding, but if he had a cheeky sneak peek while I was trying it on, I wouldn't know, Amanda says. I don't know where he is or when he's around most of the time. It's hard to keep secrets from him. The couple also had matching rings designed for the ceremony. And the design incorporated brass, which is Jack's favourite metal, and white gold, which is Amanda's. Because Jack cannot wear his ring, it's been fitted to a...
He's at the rough end of the deal here. She's given him a fucking...
Brass.
A fitting from like a plumbing set, and she's...
She's got white gold.
Got a white gold ring on
her. You're saying that she has paid for this herself. I don't think...
She has it by both, to be fair to her.
Yeah, she did, so fair enough, you know.
Let her off.
Because Jack cannot wear his ring, it's been fitted to a candle, which was used in the wedding ceremony to represent him.
I bet it is.
Only 12 people were allowed on the boat, so Amanda and Jack invited their closest friends and family to join them in international waters.
And there was 12 spaces left.
Yep. They also had to ask a medium to say, I do, on Jack's behalf. Amanda says, obviously I can't speak for him, but there has to be verbal consent from both people. If I gave consent on his behalf, it would put a question mark over the authenticity of the marriage. So we had an independent medium to speak for Jack.
God forbid.
Which is what you'll do for me when my spinal column and head finally gives away and I die and you get to inherit all my stuff.
So the witnesses know that you do love me and I can have your sunglasses and stuff, can I?
Provide.
Although they don't usually fit me because you've got a tiny head. I mean, I gave you those nice Ray-Bans that I had before because they didn't fit me.
I lost them. I bought another pair, drove over them in my car, had to buy another pair. Three pairs of them I've had now. So you can have the ones I've bought.
But all from my original gift?
Yeah, same model. Lovely. Because you found them next to that load of weed we found.
I did find a load of weed in the car park.
In a car park.
And a ton of weed and some Ray-Bans.
An incredibly cool stoner had left his stash and his glasses behind.
It was a load of weed. It was like two black bags full.
Brilliant, wasn't it? God, that's great. That was best investigation I've ever done in my life.
Good investigation, that.
When the boat returned home, they had a wedding reception with the rest of their guests. The newlyweds even went to Newcastle in Northern Ireland.
Just point out that when we found that weed, John, we were doing something that's nothing like this.
It was for the show that's nothing like this, wasn't it? Which was nothing to do with this. Look, Amanda signs all the documentation as married and says her posthumous relationship has never been questioned by authorities. But she says if she had to go to court for fight for her relationship, she would. After the wedding, the couple bought their first home together.
Well, she'd lose.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. After the wedding, the couple bought their first home together, and even though Jack couldn't contribute financially, he helped pick the new house and had an input with the interior design. Amanda says sex with a spirit is surprisingly similar to sex with a physical human and can even have a happy ending. She says it's well known that people often feel a spirit touch their hands, their face, or their hair. The only difference with having a sexual relationship with a spirit is obviously that the sense of touch goes a lot deeper. As I said earlier, a ghost going up your bottom and inside of you. You can feel the weight of the spirit, their touch, the pressure. You can literally feel the physical act of what the spirit is doing to you, and the spirit can feel it too. It sort of goes on to sort of...
Well, where was this? Where was this article?
This was in the New Zealand Herald. The New Zealand Herald, which is a very popular newspaper.
Sounds like a really good get out of jail card. That
It's all here. It's all here.
Usually, read the back of magazines where they used to sell like pheromone spray to attract women.
Yes, yes.
And one of those adverts always stuck in my mind.
Have sex with a ghost.
The quote says, "This stuff attracts women like you would not believe," and it was from the Karachi Herald.
Lovely. And did you try it?
No, nah. Didn't need to, mate.
Well, but imagine if you had tried it.
Well, not you.
Imagine if you tried it, though, Mike. Imagine what would have happened.
Doused in flipping woman repellent.
Women and men coming after you then. Imagine that.
Fine.
You would have loved that.
Free drinks are free drinks.
It's like 21st century. You can do what you like these days.
Exactly. You know,
exactly. Get in a car, have a relationship with it, marry the gear stick, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Not putting any ideas into anyone's head. I'm just saying that's something you can do if you want. That's something you can do if you want.
Or if you're one of those oddballs in Channel 4, then you marry a horse.
That's true, yeah. Very true.
After having sex with a horse and a sort of horse having sex with you.
Yeah. I mean, I'd rather sort of, you know, get fingered by a ghost than do it with a horse, I've got to say.
Yeah, well, if they were the options, yeah.
Anyway, Amanda says...
I'd rather do neither.
That's true. Amanda says there's no way a person and spirit can have a baby, but after the wedding, she did have a pregnancy scare. She says shortly after we got married, my period stopped. I did a couple of pregnancy tests and they came back positive.
She's 55, that's why.
I was shocked. I did not think I had to worry about birth control when having sex with a spirit. On further tests, it turns out it was the start of the menopause, and sometimes you get high HPG readings. What a relief that was. So it goes on. There's another example.
Yeah.
Little bit here. Although she's not a medium, she often dreams and has premonitions, and usually coming up to her birthday or Christmas, she will dream of him and he will say what he wants to buy me. Last Christmas, he told her he wanted to buy me a coffee maker and it cost £40. I think there's enough fact and figure there for you to make a decision, Mike. Firstly, is it possible to marry a ghost?
No.
Okay.
Legally and physically, no.
Is it possible to marry a dead person?
Well, as we found out, yes.
Could a dead person be a ghost?
No.
That's right. So that means you can marry a ghost. Once again, we've come to a solid conclusion here that the research I've done has led us into one of these classic sort of, you know, rabbit holes, as they call them. And it's taken us down a deep, deep dive into the world of the paranormal. And once again, we've realized it is possible to get off with a ghost. What do you think of that?
I think you're an idiot.
Yeah. Okay. So should we wrap this one up, or do we? You know, I mean, I could talk about other stuff if you.
No, that's fine. I'll wrap it up.
Yeah, that's fine.
We'll talk about stuff another time.
Will you just before we go? Will you take your top off so I can see?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's have a look. He's just getting his top off now. Mike's just getting it off. Lovely. Look at that. Lovely. It's pasty white flesh. And a pair of headphones. Like seeing my own private ghost online. What a treat. Fantastic. Yeah, real cracking stuff. Great work. Just playing with yourself there?
They're just showing you my nipples.
Lovely. Great stuff. Well, if you've enjoyed that, remember you can follow us on @DemonSeedPod on Twitter. You can...
Subscribe.
You can smash the like button. You can subscribe.
Yeah.
You can become...
You can't do the like button.
Can't you?
Don't do that.
Why not? Are we not?
Just go on your podcast provider and look for Demon Seed. Yeah.
And if you didn't enjoy this...
On Twitter, @DemonSeedPod.
Just go on Twitter, @DemonSeedPod. If you didn't enjoy
it... We'll do one of these for you a week.
We'll definitely do one a week. If you don't like it, like I said before, we can't...
Well, don't tell them... No, that's not good sales.
Well, I was just going to say...
Don't mention what you don't want to hear. Yeah. Don't mention if you don't like it.
Well, I was just going to say, if they don't, I am willing to put, as I said before, Mentos in Coca-Cola, because that seems to be really popular on the internet. It's just something.
If you don't like it, we'll start doing a parenting pod like every other pub out there. Talk about what to do in lockdown.
I mean, I'm happy to get sort of other comedians on to talk about sort of, you know, that, oh, I had a nightmare getting up to a gig in Manchester. And then when I was there, the crowd weren't very good.
Yeah, that'd be
good.
We
can listen to that over and over again. We can do that instead.
Yeah, you know.
So,
just talk about.
At the Demon Seed Pod.
At Demon Seed Pod on Twitter.
That's the one.
Or look for the Demon Seed on your podcast provider. Yeah. And there's probably other Demon Seeds out there, but, you know, it's the one with us on.
Yeah.
There we go.
There we go. That's done. Should we go now?
Don't pander to these idiots.
No. Fools.
Yes.
Put your top back on, is it?
Demon Seed.
You must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.